Fine. We're on. Well, I'm a Gimel. I'm a Aleph. Okay. We're on the in the wide lines, two lines down. Okay. So it says. In fact, let's start one line before that for the intro. Ain. What Ain Ma'akvin as a Tinoikos Miliskoi. You don't have to prevent the kids from basically messing around with the shofar. So make a deal over here. Yeah. Ha, Noshim Ma'akvin. Noshim, you should stop them. You see your wife playing around with the shofar? No, tell her not to do it. So Vatanya, we got a Bryce that says, not like that. It says, Ain Ma'akvin as a Noshim. You don't prevent the Noshim, below as a Tinoikos, not the kids. Let's go beyond Tov from blowing the show from Yom Tov. Contradict Yom Tov. Basically, it depends whose opinion you're going to. Har Rabbi Yehuda. That one that says you can't allow the women to do it is Rabbi Yehuda, which we're going to see, explain what's going on. And Har Rabbi Yosi, Rabbi Shimon, and that's Rabbi Yosi, Rabbi Shimon, they allow a woman to do it. At the time, we have the following bride. So we're just talking about doing smicha on the korban. In the base of Mikdash. So, Daba El Bnei Yisrael, you should speak to the sons of Yisrael, i.e. males. Bnei Yisrael, Asunchen, they do smicha on a korban, that means they put the weight on the korban before they sacrifice it. The ain't Bnei Yisrael, Asunchois. And the ladies do not have this mitzvah. It's not a mitzvah, they don't do that. Divrei Rabbi Yehuda. Okay, so Rashi says, so we're going to apply this. Basically, the women don't have this mitzvah. So we're assuming that so too, with the shofar, the same thing, we don't allow them to do the mitzvah. So Rashi says, good. So I was just about to say that. So Rashi explains, which is kind of hard to understand, he says because it's Baal Tosif. Seeing as they're not supposed to do this mitzvah, and they're coming along and doing this mitzvah. They're not allowed to. Well, that's what we say in Bates, they're not allowed to.
You could say that too.
True. So people take issue with Rashi and they disagree with him. And they say,
not for that reason. I mean, he's right. According to the Shita, any mitzvah has one grammar with Baal.
Right.
I mean, the main reason people take issue with Baal Tosif is it shouldn't be shah. Baal Tosif is when you do a mitzvah and then you add on to it. Here it's a very Mechudish Dicker version of Baal Tosif. The way they explain Rashi and Marsha, they say it's kind of a Baal Tosif on herself, like she's
well, Marsha doesn't explain Rashi. It's just what you said. So I just want to say, just so that people didn't hear that. Yes, so the Marsha explains it's a Baal Tosif only shaykh once you've got the mitzvah and you add on. So if women don't have a mitzvah, there's no problem with Baal Tosif. So it doesn't make sense with Rashi. Right. So
it doesn't explain why we use this as the example. Yeah.
Oh, right. So the Maharsha instead, after asking, I like an introduction, right? Before I say anything, yeah. So the Maharsha says like this. He says that it disagrees with Rashi. It's not about us. So the thing over here is like this. That it's a shofar on Shabbos. It's muksa, right? So if you're doing a mitzvah, yeah, then it's. You know, we don't care about muksa. It's not muksa, and it won't be a problem. So, but since women are not commanded to do this mitzvah, yeah, of shofar, they're doing this as a rabbanon for no reason. So too with smicha, which is the connection over here. So smicha, the problem with doing smicha is you're supposed to lean on, which we learned in Bates, you're supposed to put your weight on an animal, right? And leaning on something is considered using it. So therefore, we use kodshim. Full period. That's an issa every day of the week. You can't use God gym. So basically, you're doing just a standard in a veil. You're doing a veil for no reason, for naught. So that's the problem with this. And that is the common denominator between them. Basically, as soon as she hasn't got a mitzvah, so therefore the prohibition applies, and therefore she shouldn't do it.
I have a more basic problem. Since when does the name only be met? The Torah says,
please,
or keep Shabbos.
You
know, women are not from the
Shabbos. Okay, fine. Okay. We spoke about that, you know.
So
we'll normally mackish them together. Fine. Okay. But that's a question. But we're not going to go into that right now. Okay. So, and Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Shimon don't agree with that. Okay. But anyway, so Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Shimon are Noshim Soim Chos Mishus. They're allowed to do it. And if they're allowed to do it, I mean, So it's easier. So it's an itzma, you know, like the B'nai Ashkenaz, women make a bracha on a lulav, right, on the dalet minim. They can bring the mitzvah upon themselves. Let's just say like that. So they really are doing a mitzvah. So therefore, we'll be allowed to do it, and therefore, they're not doing a provision. It will be okay. Okay. Aval mis askim behem, the mis askim with them ad yilmadu. Okay. So that was the Mishnah. So Amma Revi Elazar. Revi Elazar says a statement over here. Yeah, a field with Shabbos. Even on Shabbos, you're allowed to, you know, help the kid, you know, basically, to do the shofar. So, Tanya Namihach, we got a price like that. Miss Askim Behen, Ashil Madu. You can, okay, a field with Shabbos. So, straight, state in a price that even on Shabbos, like the Lord said. The Aim Ma'akvin, Atinoko, is Liskoya. And you don't have to hold back the kids from blowing, like we said in the Mishnah also. Okay? For Shabbos, it's even on Shabbos, but in Tzarech Loma B'Yom Tov, and all the more so on Yom Tov. End of Bryce. So now, the Gemara is going to comment, this Bryce seems to be a contradiction, which also the Mishnah is a contradiction, isn't the same thing. Yes, to Haguf Kasha, an intrinsic, internal contradiction. Yeah, Amart, he said, Miss Askin Behen, Ad Shil Yilmadu, I feel of a Shabbos, you can basically be involved with them, you can help them learn. So, Alma, Lachachila, I mean, in Tiku. So therefore, it seems that it's perfectly permissible, and it's a good thing to do. So yeah, go teach your kid. You know, you've got a bit of extra time in the afternoon while you're resting on Rosh Hashanah or whatever. Teach your kid how to do a Tekiah Shofar. Ah, Bahadatani, and then it also taught, yeah, in this Brayso over here, and also in the Mishnah, it says, Ein Ma'akvin. You don't have to prevent them. So you make a deal from that. Ikuvahu, Delo Ma'akvin. You don't hold them back. Yeah, Ha, Lachachila, but Lachachila, Lo amrinan tiku, but we don't tell them to do it. So it's Ramesh, isn't it? Is it like chila, or is it like kind of like bidyavid? I'll turn my back, and I won't make a fuss. So answers the Gemara. Lo kasha. It's no kasha. Depends who you're talking about. Like this, b'katan, right? Just give a word.
Yeah,
can, right? Didn't sound right. Can, yeah, is a b'katan shegil lachinuch. That it's like a chila, and you miss asking with them is a kid. Is chinochtik, right? So you're teaching him. And Kam, yeah, is the cotton, shalog, higiel, chinoch. And here, when he's not got any mitzvah or anything, you're not sort of training him anything. So therefore, you know, you're not going to go ahead and teach him. But if you would do it, yeah, then you wouldn't stop him. Okay, fine. So Tosus has got, Tosus doesn't like this Rashi. And, he says like the opposite kind of thing, you know what I mean? Like, cause hasn't he done his mitzvah already? Like, what's he doing? You know, after, you know, you're not really supposed to blow shofar on Shabbos. You know, so that's what he said. And he would write maybe say it the opposite way around. Like, it's a little kid who's not higiyah to chinuch. Maybe you should do that way around, and that would be fine. But otherwise, not. But there's also two verses. It's a bit complex. But one of the kashas that they asked on Rashi is that it's not the time to do shofar. You can't do shofar on Shabbos. But the Yavit said, but if it's in the Zvan Beis Hamikdash, yeah, and not the Zvan Beis, if there was be a Beis Din over there, so then you could do all, yeah, everybody. Yeah, that, but there's a Beis Din around, we said that was Rabifnei Beis Din, but Zvan Beis Din. You could do it, so he answers that, but there's a, right, there's different verses over here. Okay. Now, the next bit. It says, Hamis Asik lo yotza. Somebody who's Miss Asik is not yotza. So Miss Asik, so let's look at this, let's look at three lines down in Rashi. Let's just, we've got a second shot. Or Shahayan no feich b'shofar, but also be ado tikiya. Right? The three lines down, it's right in the middle. He was just like, messing around with the shofar, and he happened to do the tikiya. That's called Miss Asik. Okay. So now, let's make a deal from that. So, a better case, ha to kail the shear, but if he'd be blowing, you know, he'd be intending to blow. The shear means he wants to make a tune. He's trying to make a tune. Yeah.
Not exactly. Not to
kail to blow. No, he's not doing it for the mitzvah. I mean, he's doing it for a mundane purpose.
Rashi says, to kail the shear, it's having the tkia.
Yeah, no, but that means the mice are tkia. That means he intends to make a sound.
Oh,
yeah, that's the difference.
Exactly.
So we make a deal from that. So if you're doing it l'shir, then it's going to be yotza. So Leila, let's say that's Messiah, Leila Rava, because we had earlier, Rava says that mitzvahs don't need kavana, and it's quite clear it's a Mishnah, quite clearly like it, but if the thing is, if the Mishnah is saying exactly like Rava, then it's really not Rava, it's a Mishnah. So we don't want to, so it's seemingly, right, so the Omer, Rava, so Rava said the following, a Tokeya Lashia is Yotza. Somebody's Tokeya for Lashia is Yotza. So you see over here, seems to be, before it's Mishnah like him, so this thing about, no, push out. It's not clear, it's not conclusive why. Dilma, Tokeya Lashia, when somebody's blowing for a Shia for non-mitzvah purposes, Nami Misasik correlate. We would also call it Misasik. Because, you know, he's missing out on the mitzvah. The mitzvah is the, right, anything that's not the mitzvah is just, he's just messing around. You know, if he's not fulfilling his purpose in this world, he's just messing around. So maybe we also can refer to the misasik, you can't bring a riot from over here. So, Shomeya, again, Shomeya, mina misasik, lo yotzi. The latter part of the Mishnah, finishing off. So if you're hearing from somebody who's just messing around, you're not yotzi. Aval, so we're going to bump it up the level above that, which mashmi, you would be yotzi. Aval, shomeya mina mashmiya. If you were la'atzmoi, mashmiya la'atzmoi, which is a bit strange, but if somebody heard from somebody who's intending to blow for the sake of himself, it's not just a guy who's misasing, messing around. It's a guy who's blowing for the sake of himself to be yotzi the mitzvah. Yeah, my yotzi. So mashmi, you would be yotzi if you heard from him. You were the listener. Or, lema tihevi tiyufta. So let's say it's a tiyufta. The Rebbe Zera, according to Rebbe Zera. Because what did Rebbe Zera say earlier? To Amale, Rebbe Zera said, Lashame, to his servant, Yeichvan the Tokali, you should have Kavana and have me in mind when you're blowing the Tigger Shofar, because you need to have me in mind, because that's what Rebbe Zera holds. It's gotta be like a personalized boutique blowing for you. Okay. So you see over here, it's a cash on him. So as the proposal of the comments to Dilma, I didn't tell the ration is asik, since it taught in the ration is asik, which was dafka, somewhat. Yeah. So Tana, safer, nami mis asik. So therefore, it also taught in the safer mis asik, but it's not really true. Even if the person will be blowing for himself, yeah, and another person listened to him, he would not be yotza. We just wanted to keep the Mishnah consistent for
what would the definition say for B, i.e. if we know that a person who blows in Sussex is not Yotzi himself, why would we have the side of the thing he's Yotzi someone else?
Good point.
You're saying good.
According to that,
you'd have to say that for he himself is negative commander, so to speak, of Misasek. It is worse than if I hear Sam and Shofar, it's Tucker Sham and Shofar, and I have quantity of it, so maybe that's
how I've got a better answer. Huh? This is the Zoo Ba'at Ba'in Tariq Loma Zoo Mishnah. It's the Shita side. That was a joke. It was a good question, but we don't like that answer. I don't like that answer. What you said? I got distracted from a joke. Sorry, what you said, it was you.
I think maybe the Tucker, it is more of a finish because the person for himself, he Tucker had Misasek Kavanas, yeah? Whereas the person hearing, he has good Kavanas. I want to be Yotzi with Shofar. So maybe as long as there's a sound in Shofar and you combine it with a desire to be Yotzi, maybe you...
Very nice. Yisrael Harris had a question. He says, so like, according to this, like, Poshut that you won't be Yotzi, what's the Chiddush or whatever? So he suggested that maybe over here that it is a good show for blowing. And this person, like, who was blowing kind of messed up because he didn't have the right intent. But maybe the person who's listening, since it's a good show for blowing, can latch on if he adds the Kavana. And, I just want to say that I actually had a question asked of Goldstein once. It's very different, but it's somewhat similar. Is that what happens if someone's mowed to you with a brocha, and he's got a limited kavana, and you want to more have an expansive kavana? So you're taking a ride on his brocha, but you're expanding it. He said it's okay.
We said this previously, but if someone doesn't have kavana biyotzi, you have kavana biyotzi with his kedusha yotzi. The Mishnah Berurah says. We saw this before when we mentioned this.
No, that was a Shlech Tzibor.
No, that's
the Shlech Tzibor. That's different because he has the power of a Shlech Tzibor.
Right. You have to have a Kiddush on Shabbos.
Right.
You
Right, but I imagine. Yeah, but I think that's based on the Shlich Tzibur. It's like an extra, you know, an application of that. Because otherwise, the general rule is not like that. Seemingly. Yeah, but that's what we said. That we could, exactly. So that's why you've got to put the two sugars together. We're not. This is.
More basic question. Yeah. I didn't say Rabbi Zeir was talking about the chatzchila. He's talking about the deal. But he says to his shamish, go and have
kavod
for me, because that's the
chatzchila. No, but we in the Gemara we said he wasn't yotzi. That's how we understood Rabbi Zeir. The previous sugya. Yeah. Okay, we'll stop here.